Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. I am your host, Colbert. And last week we began previewing Metro and area high school baseball and softball teams. Both of those seasons going to be getting started real soon. So we continue that today, right now on the show, as first year Waterloo Columbus Catholic softball coach Ryan Reginald joins the show now. The Sailors coming off of another good season, albeit there was some red tape there in terms of having to vacate wins due to a scholastic infraction. But all that being said, the girls on the team, much of them, or I think all of them back, did have a really good year, you know, the red tape and all that aside. So I want to focus on that today. That's old covered ground. First-year coach Ryan Reginald joins us now to talk about the 2023 Sailor softball team. Coach, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Cole, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, looking forward to getting to know you and more about your team, which I think is probably poised for some real big things this season. So first things first, Coach Reginald, just tell us a little bit about you and what provoked you to put your name in the mix to ultimately become the Sailors' new softball coach.
Yeah. Well, I have a little bit of history with the senior group and even some of the younger girls on this team, as I've coached their travel softball program team for quite some time, Iowa Elite. Some of these girls I've coached since they were 8, 9, 10 years old. So I have quite a bit of history with seven of the returning seniors, you know, coaching most of them at some point in time throughout their careers. That's kind of what made me throw my name in the hat and you know, see what we could do together on their you know, in their last senior year, and a lot of the team's senior year, and see what we have to work with moving forward.
And Coach, I mean, obviously you know this team well, like you just explained, but what do you think in terms of, and you know, most anybody doesn't like to be asked questions like this in terms of, you know, coming off as sounding maybe a little selfish or arrogant or anything. But what, tell us in terms of, as a softball coach, like your style and what you feel like you'll bring to the table for the Sailor softball program.
Oh, that's a great question. A lot of these girls know my style. I'm very aggressive. We're gonna really run the bases at a higher intensity level. Softball IQ is going to be sharper across the board. A lot of drills, a lot of hours practicing here. We've been working. This group has been beyond responsive since November. We started off-season workouts. The attendance has been better than I ever could have asked for. The open gyms, the hitting, the attendance there, they were doing a fantastic job in those open gyms. And now getting out here to early spring, obviously battling the spring sports, and we have a lot of multi-sport athletes. Mm-hmm. But they're doing one heck of a job coming later, getting the work in. I think this group is playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. I'm coaching with a little bit of chip on my shoulder, and we're out to really light up that scoreboard this year.
Where does that chip on the shoulder come from? Obviously, I acknowledged at the top there about, you know, the scholarship infraction that led to the vacated wins last season. Is that part of it? Because I would imagine these young ladies go, okay, like, the, you know, sometimes there's things in the world that happen where, you know, the adults come up short, but they're still well aware of, you know, how good and capable they are from their body of work last season.
Yeah, absolutely. They, I kind of feel like because of this group, they didn't have the senior leadership last year. Mm-hmm. A lot of the leaders were coming from that junior class. They didn't have somebody to turn to. Every year in the past, they've always had some leaders to look up to up until last year. And the early exit from the playoffs, Albernett came out, played a heck of a game. They shocked them. And I don't think that, you know, initially the numbness didn't wear off right away. And they realized, you know, hey, we got to go out this year and we got to be ready to rock and roll. We have to have an intensity that nobody else is going to bring to the field. We have to, we basically have to outwork everybody. We have to prep game-wise, know who our opponents are. And I think that chip right there is kind of what they're identifying mm-hmm. that they need to do. They cannot take anybody lightly. They can't overlook any opponent. They need to play smart. within the dynamic of the game, knowing what they're doing. Every game they're going to take something away from, whether it's good or indifferent. And at the end of the day, you know, they're building up for that last stretch of the season, and want to put ourselves in the best possible situation come the end of the year to make that run to state. Our phrase early is the road to Dodge, and we know that it's not going to come easy, but we're coming out, and we've added some tournaments to the schedule. We're playing 39 games.
Okay.
And it's a hectic schedule that we're going to embrace, and we're coming out looking to gain as much as we can from each and every night.
Love what I'm hearing, Coach. Coach Ryan Reginald, first year Waterloo Columbus Catholic softball coach, our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. Coach, I coached 7th and 8th grade baseball for a couple seasons when I was younger. And you know that these guys have been putting in some work in the offseason, like you just mentioned, with your young ladies doing a great job putting in their offseason work. But I feel like it's just the nature of the beast when you get your first two couple practices in and you're like, man, we got 2 weeks, and this is what practice looks like right now. Where do you feel like you're at with, you know, roughly a week's worth of practices under your belt? I feel like the common refrain from coaches is, well, we could use another week, but, you know, where are we at?
Yeah, ultimately it's just getting everybody together, you know, each night. Like right now I'm sitting in my truck. I'm overlooking the Columbus soccer game going on right now, awaiting to start softball practice. We only have 18 girls on our roster. It's a small number, 7 seniors, 1 junior, 5 sophomores, 3 freshmen, and 2 eighth graders. So we're really top heavy as far as our leadership goes, with that senior group taking up the majority of our roster. But, you know, we do have 10 returning letter winners. Based on last season, you would have 9 returning starters. And there's credentials, you know, they all have rap sheets, you know, a pretty good length down the page. I mean, we have 3 All-Staters. Sydney Gardner was an All-Stater in 21. Haley Frost and Katie Rudin, All-Staters in 22. And, you know, we're dealing with, you know, Cameron Reginald as a 4-year letter winner, 3-year starter in center field. You know, she's been all conference all 3 years that she started. So we have leadership, and it's actually kind of nice watching these girls start to develop as leaders. Last year, I think they kind of all looked at each other, and they were looking for the other person to take over and lead. And, you know, it led to some confusion at times when teams got down. You know, they didn't really know how to get out of that rut. And this team, in my opinion, is still looking for that signature win. You know, it seems like we beat the teams we're supposed to beat. And on paper, we end up losing the teams that would say they're a little bit better than us. And the senior group has 98 total wins overall in their career, so they have a lot of experience, a lot of time. And, you know, the sophomore group is the next biggest batch I have, and there's 5 girls in there, and, you know, there's going to be a good number of those girls are going to contribute all across the board for us. So I'm excited. I mean, I think we're going to be about 13, 14 deep that are going to get in there and get a chance to play and contribute on that varsity level. So I'm excited to see what we can do. You know, to get back to your question, I wish we had another week or two. Everybody's a little rusty hitting those spots early on as far as our pitchers, catchers go. Our catchers, starting catchers, Katie Rudin is coming back from a knee injury. So that's kind of slow in the process. But it's allowing us to develop some other younger players. And, you know, I really, really like the direction that we're going right now.
Some big expectations, and rightfully so. And when it comes to getting that signature win, Coach Reginald, that you spoke of, you've got to be great in the circle to do that. Haley Frost, one that you mentioned as well, who's a fixture in your lineup, has put together a great body of work in her career in the circle. Last year, her ERA just over 2 and over 150 innings pitched. So, you know, when you look at her being as familiar as you are with her as a pitcher, like, what's next? Like, what unlocks the next level for Haley Frost that this team is certainly going to want and need from her this season?
Yep. It's developing that out pitch, that she's working with Hannah Kelly. I am absolutely blessed with the coaching staff that I have. I have 2 UNI softball players that are out, hopefully, to go win the conference this weekend. Hannah Kelly, who is my pitching coach, Taylor Hogan, who is, you know, a returning coach from last year, but she's been with the program, and Columbus alumni. Those two, you know, they bring some energy. They bring more youth to the game, being closer to actually playing it. But Hannah is really working with Haley to develop that out pitch when she can get here. And that's kind of something that we know that we need to do. Haley seems to get up in these counts with two strikes a lot. And, from looking back and kind of figuring things out, what we need to do. And it's coming along really well. Her confidence is growing each night. Her stamina is there on the mound. I have no doubt about that. My number two pitcher, Micah Bromley, has absolutely developed into a heck of a ball player in probably the last 18 months. She's really, really come on. She was my practice player of the week last week. She's impressed and opened a lot of eyes this spring so far. And, she's going to be able to help Haley out by giving her some good quality innings
mm-hmm.
and giving her the breaks that Haley needs to stay fresh down the stretch.
Coach Reginald, really appreciate you coming on today's show. And just hearing you talk, I can feel the enthusiasm you have for your team, and rightfully so. You got a great group of senior leaders. You got a deep lineup and a good pitching staff. So we're going to be following along closely, and we'll be sure to get you back on the show at some point. Not imagine it's likely to be after your team's racked up a bunch of wins, okay?
Man, I couldn't be more appreciative of you. I appreciate everything you do, and I absolutely look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds great, Coach. Take care.
All right, thanks, Cole. See ya.